Tools. Get the job done right with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Margot and Dobbo. And on this afternoon's catch up, you'll find the very latest of what's happening with the Brisbane Broncos. What is going on there? Well, you'll find out for yourself if you listen to this. Also, Dobbo has had an excruciating experience while he's pretending to be excited. Look, it'll all make sense if you listen to the catch up. And Boo and Pistol are back in the news. These two dogs from Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. This story is as gross as it gets. It's pretty funny, though. You'll hear it if you listen to this. It's the catch-up. It's starting for you right now.
When he's not breaking hearts, this is breaking news. He's breaking news. More breaking news from Dobbo.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots going on at the present moment.
What's happening in this instalment? Well,
gee whiz.
I'll tell you who the bravest person in the Broncos organisation is. The very next person to have a barbecue.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's confusing, isn't it? Because one minute they're not talking, next minute they're going to Celine Dion together, then they're having separate barbecues, now they're using press conferences to air all their dirty laundry. But Paul White hasn't actually come out and said anything, has he?
No, he will talk in the next couple of days. My understanding is either tomorrow or Monday, Paul White will talk. And
what's he going to say?
What he's going to say is that Wayne Bennett is guaranteed, as he said, his job next year as the coach. But if Wayne Bennett wants to go, he is free to leave. But he will not be the head coach in 2020. They have rejected his extension. They are moving on from Wayne Bennett as a coach, as a club, and, you know, which is the end of an era. Now, there might be a job there, but the big news is that we've all been talking, and I've been saying Kevin Walters, Anthony Seibold, all this. It's come to light in the last...
Jason Demetrio,
that the Broncos have been having private talks with Michael Maguire, the former South Sydney coach, to bring him there, and are in discussions with him to try and bring him as the next coach for the Brisbane Broncos.
Exclusive.
Mads Maguire. Isn't it funny? The
Premiership coach.
The coaching merry-go-round. Mm. Like, it was only... Was it last year that South Sydney...
Well, it happens every year.
South Sydney had Mads Maguire. They had him. He won him a premiership, didn't he? Like, South Sydney had a premiership-winning coach. They had Madge Maguire, and they went, he's no good. We're getting rid of him. Mm. And now the Broncos are picking up their leftovers, and everyone just picks up everyone else's leftovers. Everyone gets sick of the people that they've got.
It's a bit like radio.
Yeah, they think the grass is greener on the other side. It never is.
It's not. There's just water the grass where it is.
There's 16 teams. Only one can come out a winner.
There's
15,
that's right.
There's 15 failures every year. You know, like, it's a tough gig.
It's a very tough
gig. What are we saying then, Dobbo? Because Can I tell you, I'll run something past you, and admittedly, the person that told me this doesn't have a lot of credibility when it comes to breaking rugby league yarns. However, he claims he got it from someone...
In the know.
In the know. And I heard this morning a rumour that Wayne Bennett will be sacked tomorrow from the Brisbane Broncos, and that is that there would be an announcement that Bennett's gone for year 2019. So Bennett would see out the season, but the Broncos would make the call tomorrow that Wayne Bennett is gone from the organisation. What have you heard? Because that was a rumour I heard.
I think they'd like to do that.
Right.
But it's going to cost them $1 million.
They've got to pay him out for next year.
They've got to pay him out for next year. So what they're hoping...
Not an exclusive.
What they're hoping is that a club like St George...
Right.
Or the Panthers go and say, Wayne, we want to give you a 2-year deal starting from next year. And Wayne Bennett says, well, I'm only got a 1-year deal at Brisbane. Sail off into the sunset. There's no money exchanges. Wayne Bennett goes there.
Right.
They can bring their coach there next year and everybody's happy.
Does Wayne Bennett need the money? Does Wayne Bennett need to coach for financial reasons? What do you guys think?
Well, I think anybody that's gone through a divorce, Luke, probably needs the money.
And he has two children with special needs as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think...
And a new mistress.
No, I'm only asking
it
from
his girlfriend.
Oh, sorry.
And a barbecue to pay for.
She was a mistress.
The guy doesn't own a barbecue.
No. He can buy himself a Weber.
We've learnt that Wayne Bennett hasn't got a barbecue. So, no, do you think, Margot, though, and you know the organisation, obviously you're a part of it, or your husband was for a number of years
as a
captain, of course. Do you think Wayne Bennett's motivation, this is my question, is his motivation for coaching that he has unfinished business and he's chasing more success as a coach, or do you think his motivation for coaching is financial?
I think the first.
Right.
Yeah, over the latter. I don't think it's financial gains. I think Wayne Bennett is paid more than enough over the last 30 years of his coaching, or beyond his coaching career. I don't think it's a financial gain. I think it's a personal thing. I think he obviously wants to coach into his 70, like he'll be 70 when he finishes
and
coaching.
Did you ever
has anyone else ever done that?
I don't know.
Will anybody else ever do that? Probably not.
Did you ever go to the Paul White party, and is it a good party? The barbecue that has caused all this controversy?
Yeah, Whitey lives in a beautiful house on the northern side of Brisbane.
What sort of spread does he put on?
All out. Full bar, full food.
I heard the
He's got a pool.
I heard Angela White's potato bake is
it's phenomenal.
Did you really
it's really good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, been a couple of times. Exclusive. yeah, look, and the Whites are really lovely people. You know, they always open up their home. They have, you know, beautiful family.
As a family, would you have gone to the Paul White party or the Wayne Bennett party?
Well, Paul White employs Corey and signs his contract and his bills, so I would go to Paul White's.
Okay. There's your headline, Dobbo.
Is that in a...
Exclusive.
There it is.
There you have. Okay, so I'm not sure what we learnt from all of that, but apparently the Whites have great potato bake, I think, in summing up.
I need to be careful before I start on this tirade because it can upset people. But
tirade.
I'm not a great shopper at the best of times. I would what you most people would call very impatient.
You enjoy like going to Office Works and just walking around even when you don't have a purpose.
No.
You do?
No, I don't. And as much as I'm so excited that I'm going to be a father in October again for the third time, it could be arguably the worst stop, and I've got to be careful, but we've had to go pram shopping and we're doing all this stuff, buying all this stuff for the baby.
So exciting.
And I'm at the end of my tether, mate.
Does he sound
this
excited to you?
This could be the worst shop.
He doesn't look excited.
This could be the worst thing you could ever do is going baby gear shopping. Like, I don't find it exciting. I'm really excited about the baby. I love KG. Let me just clarify that. And this baby and my children and all that.
Right.
But you know what? We almost had a blue over a baby bath, you know, like a bathtub with wheels a couple of days ago. Like, and I can't go back. I'm done.
Chicks get so particular.
Well, she's the most practical, normal, down-to-earth girl you'll ever meet, KG. But she goes into this shop and, you know, mate, it's a different human. You all become different when you go into these baby shops.
You want to be able to give and provide your child the best. And it's her first baby. And you always want to have, you know, everything that you need. Because motherhood can smack you in the face with the unexpected.
And you
want to make sure that you're going into it relatively well prepared.
Don't take me.
But why do you give a toss? Like, why don't you just go, whatever you want, just get it. You know what I mean?
I've done that. I just don't want to have to go through the pain of going in there.
This is the man that didn't get invited to the baby shower and now he's upset because he's not going to the baby shower.
Well, I've gone to therapy. I've moved on from that.
You're a good one to answer this. Like, what's it matter if KG just goes buys the stuff? Why has he got to go along?
Well, because it's reassurance. You know, like you look to your partner for reassurance. Am I making the right decision? Is this what we want? Is this what we need? And generally, it's a lot of money. So you need reassurance and financial backup that what you're doing is making the right choice.
Yeah, whenever she does something without you, you whinge that you're not a part of it.
Yeah,
now you're whinging that you are a part of it. You're impossible, mate. You are.
I'm not.
You're impossible.
Unreasonable.
When she goes baby shopping, they go, and how big's the baby? And he goes, about 6'2". He's
118 kilos.
6'2", 118 kilos.
There's got to be shops, though, that are around that people actually don't enjoy. I'm within my rights. Like, I could safely say that there'd be
I love shopping.
Of ladies out there that would hate Bunnings. And, you know, like, and I think
I was at Bunnings this morning, actually. Dobbo. I love Bunnings.
Not all, Margo.
I didn't say all. I said there are some. I'm one of the people that don't like baby clothing. And, like, and I'm not going to name the shop because it's a very good shop and we bought all our gear from there. But I'm not overly fond of having to go into baby shops and go, oh.
It's the process, yeah?
You know, what about this high chair? What about this one?
You need lots of stuff to have a baby too.
You can only feign interest for so long, Dobbo, is what you're saying.
And I haven't helped myself with being rude to the staff and, you know, disinterested.
I think the last time Dobbo told us about going to the baby shop, he walked in and said, shoot me.
He did. Where's the shooting gallery section? Hey, what do you want to know here, Dobbo?
Give us a call. The shop that you just cannot stand to go into. I just want to know. I mean, there's blokes out there that'd be with me. Like any bloke that gets taken to a candle shop, like you'd have to.
Those smelly ones.
What about crystals? You ever seen those crystals? Schwarzkopf or something?
I'm going to get a slushy.
That crap?
You know, like,
who gets excited?
I love shopping.
That crap.
Except I don't like grocery shopping. With my children in tow. So there you go. There's one shopping experience.
Give
I don't
us a call.
Like.
Let us know. What is the shop that you cannot stand to go into? We just want to know. You don't need to name them personally, but just the breed of
the most
what it
boring.
Is.
The breed. Yeah.
All right. Call us up. Get it off your chest. We'll chat to you after this on the Rush Hour. Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker.
Yeah, we're talking about shops you just can't stand to go into. I'm calling it now. I'm not good with the baby shops. I'm excited about our baby.
And so certainly sound it, mate.
No, I really am. I can't wait.
And that excitement is oozing through your monotone, I've got to tell you. I got one for you, Dobbo. I don't know if you've ever been in there. You probably haven't. But there's a shop called Spotlight. My granny, I had to go there every Wednesday. I've been to Spotlight.
That's
at
a
Ash.
Knitting shop, isn't it? And curtains
mate,
and
fabric.
Knitting fabrics.
There's not one thing in there for a dude.
No.
I've got to tell you.
There isn't. No. Except a hot glue gun, maybe.
We're taking your calls on the shops that you can't stand.
Yeah, Alex from Fernie Hills. Mate, what shop do you hate going into?
Well, so I love shopping. I'm quite happy to go clothes shopping, but I'm with Dobbo. The baby shops did my head in.
Yeah.
Absolutely did my head in. And I would much rather go and get everything off Gumtree, buy some high-grade bleach. All of that stuff will clean up nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about the money even, like in the sense we've done a lot of that. We've bought a lot of secondhand stuff and we've been given a lot of gear.
Yeah, but Dobbo wanted to go get that high-grade bleach and drink it. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that we were arguing over a baby's bath, whether or not it should be freestanding or on wheels. Like, you know, like it's just like...
It gets crazy, doesn't it? It does, it gets
just
so crazy.
Just put your kid in the trough out the back, Dobbo, come on.
Hey, sink.
Thanks for your call, brother.
Jim from Cannon Hill, what's the shop, mate?
Mate, it would have to be a place called Dusk. They sell candles and aromatherapy oil and incense and everything.
It's very smelly.
You walk in there, seriously, you will not smell anything for a week. Just sensory overload, that joint.
I know that shop, actually. And I'll tell you a little interesting fact. You walk in there and every guy that walks out comes out with dreadlocks. It's true.
Mate, yeah. Well, my missus is a burnt-out hippie, so, yep. I mean, she loves all that sort of stuff. You go home and the whole place reeks of it.
It impinges the nostrils, doesn't it?
Put it this way. The honey badger walked in there with a skinhead.
What do you got for us, Brock?
Mate, it would have to be IKEA.
Oh, I love IKEA.
Yeah, see, I'm with you a bit on that. I went there once and I was all chinged up, ready to go. By the time I went through the maze, I said to KG... Never.
Yeah.
I've never set foot in an IKEA.
It's really? Like a bit of a maze. You can only go one way. You have to go the whole way around to get out.
Yeah. Yeah. And like KG loves it, but never.
What do you like about it, mate?
Just the trek all the way through just to get out of the damn place.
Mm. Yeah. I'd rather go climb a mountain than, you know, if I want to exercise, I'll go climb a mountain. I'm not going to bloody IKEA. Fair dinkum.
It's a whole floor of inspiration. So you go in for stuff that you come out with more stuff you go, oh, look, that looks great too. I'll have
and
to get that.
And they've got $1 hot dogs at the end. So it's actually pretty good.
Win-win.
Plus, no joke, I bought a table. I had a table bought for me from IKEA. Mm-hmm. I could not put the drawers together. I have a mate who is a top knee surgeon on the Gold Coast. And he rolled his eyes when I told him. He said, I'll come over and do it. This guy is one of the top, the smartest guys in our society, in the top 1% academically. And he came over. He can conduct major surgery.
But couldn't.
He couldn't put together IKEA chair, desks and drawers.
Oh, good on you, Brock. Thanks for calling up, mate. Double pass for you to get along to Cyril May Wines with award-winning wine, fine dining, tastings, tours and a year-round calendar of entertainment. You'll be amazed at what you discover at Cyril May.
When he's not breaking hearts, this is Breaking News. He's breaking news. More breaking news from Dobbo.
Hey, Dobbo, you know the news I want you to break in rugby league? The best untold story in rugby league is the rugby league player who won $35 million.
I'd love to know as well.
Some rugby league player, former rugby league star, won $35 million last week in gold lotto.
That's massive.
That's who I want you to find out, Dobbo.
Yeah. Well, you tell me and I'll go looking for it. You want it 24 hours, I'll have it here tomorrow.
Okay. Rugby league has got, there's no secrets in rugby league. Like if you look at what's happening now with the Brisbane Broncos, look at what's happened with our boys here on the Gold Coast Titans. Whenever there's rumours, you hear about it, that nothing's, rugby league is the worst at keeping secrets. And so this secret will come out. It's already come out that a former rugby league player has apparently won the $35 million.
When he starts shopping, it will too. Buying cars and boats and houses.
Yeah. Well, can we assume that since just about every lotto winner is on the Gold Coast, that he's one of the Titans?
Maybe. Could be.
Maybe.
Maybe he's going out right now. New neck tattoo.
Don't generalise. Now, can we just say it's the end of an era? And I'm pleased it's come to this. Our mate Hopper... John Hoppawattie has officially...
Is he our mate?
Well, I'm just saying, he's banned for 10 years.
And, no,
and this is the end. Thank God for that. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
I don't think it's the end.
You think he'll be back?
I think he'll be back.
Well, what is he, 43 or 44?
He's 44 years of age, and he was playing rugby league. And what did he do, Dobbo?
He just got up and dropped a bloke.
Right.
And
like then 3 minutes into the game.
Then proceeded to abuse the rep, and then, surprise, surprise, it may have escalated off the field.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah. And he copped a 10-year ban. I'm saying he will return in 10 years at 54 and cop another ban, you know. We had him in the studio once on my last show. Hopper came in for some reason. I think he was doing a celebrity boxing match. Remember he got into boxing for a while, Hopper? He came in. He's got, you know, he's got 9 kids.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, Hopper, like, that's it, mate, now, isn't it? You're not going to have any more kids. Full serious. He goes, no, I think I'm going to have to go again because, like, you think about it, like, if we play touch football at the moment, it's not going to be even sides. It's going to be 5 versus 4.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because he's banned.
He's sort of bottom lip comes out over the top. And he was like, I laughed, good one, Hopper, like, as if you'd have a kid just so you could have even teams of touch footy. But then I realised, he's serious. Like, he's deadly serious. He wants to have 5-a-side touch footy.
Because he's such a role model for them, isn't he?
In the backyard.
Jesus.
And the spread.
How bad.
And not only that, he's never going to have an even game of touch footy in amongst his kids because one of them's so good he's playing first grade for Canterbury Bulldogs.
Mm. He's just had his 11th.
Has he? Now he's going to have to go again.
Hopper has just had his 11th.
Kid. Jesus.
He's going to have another one.
Here we go again. Oh, John,
must be trying to avoid tax, because when you have 8 kids, you don't have to pay tax or something.
Well, that's all.
I haven't heard that. I mean, but anyway.
I don't know. Mate, you can ask around in Logan.
Something tells me Hopper wasn't paying tax anyway. I mean anyway, there's a story with regards to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and it's off the Richter scale crazy. Anyway, we'll get into it for you coming up next. This is just an amazing story, which has a real Gold Coast twist to it, because it's a story that just keeps giving. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and their dog Boo, who was famously living here on the Gold Coast at Mick Doohan's house.
As in Pistol and Boo.
Pistol and Boo. But Boo. The one that Barnaby punted.
Yep.
You're
not coming onto our shores with rabies.
They hadn't registered them or something.
They hadn't put them through customs or whatever when they came. They hadn't declared them. But anyway, the photos, you'll remember, so famous. The paparazzi got the photos of Boo and Pistol. We're not talking about Pistol on this occasion. We're talking about Boo. Here's the deal. We've got Amber Heard and Johnny Depp going through a bitter dispute, a custody dispute at the moment. You know, they're working out their financial arrangements and stuff like this, and it's got really dirty. Johnny Depp's flung a heap of coin the way of Amber Heard. She is fighting for some reason, and Johnny Depp has just revealed a gross story about literally so gross that I may throw up telling you.
Okay. Is it a low blow?
Allegation against Amber Heard. This is the allegation. Johnny Depp reckons he came home and Amber Heard was so angry at him for being late to her 30th birthday party. Now, I apologise. This is gross. But he's saying that she soiled the marital bed.
She did or the dog?
She did, right? Johnny Depp alleges...
Just because she was annoyed at him.
She was that angry that she... She went to the bathroom in the marital bed.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, here's the dispute. Amber Heard's not disputing that...
There was a number two in the bed.
Someone crapped the bed, right? She's blaming Boo, okay? Boo. Now, this is where it gets interesting. So, can you believe this come out?
Dobbo blames the dog all the time.
So, if you remember Boo, it was the tiniest little dog you've ever seen.
Like a chihuahua, wasn't it, or something?
It was miniature.
And I've got a dog like that. I've got little Huckleberry. And Huckleberry, like...
fit in the palm of your hand.
Look like a goat dropping.
A little rabbit pelt.
Yeah. Gecko.
Okay. This is a big mess right
big
in the middle of the
good.
Bed. So, anyway, they leave it for the cleaner. The cleaner has... actually gone into court and gone, no way that came from a dog, mate. No way that dog produced that mess.
I think that's more gross that they left it there for somebody else to clean up.
Margo, there's no part of this story that's not gross.
I want to know who the animal is in this whole situation.
Well, I think it's Amber Heard.
I wouldn't put it past her. She looks feisty, old Amber.
No wonder he punted her. Who takes a Stan Jurd out of anger on somebody's bed?
Have you ever been that angry?
That you're taking a dump on the bed. Right, I'm going to square up you.
And not only that.
Crap on the bed.
It's your bed as well.
Yeah.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
What a filthy animal.
I saw her. We had an opening. It just goes to show you never really know someone because
that ruined her for me.
We had a Japanese restaurant opening at the QT Hotel.
That's right.
Last year it was a beautiful night. It was a swanky affair, and it was all the regular sort of Gold Coast notables that were there. And I was sort of flitting around looking at everyone, and then I went, "Who the bloody hell is that?" Right?
She's gorgeous.
And Amber Heard's there at the party, so I'm looking at Amber Heard because I'd never seen her in real life, and they were filming Waterworld and stuff like that at the time. And yeah, she's stunning. She's a stunningly
group one,
but she's a pooer.
No, but Dobbo, when she was there that night, she looked like she was ready to walk the red carpet for the Academy Awards. I'll never look at it.
Never the same.
She's a pooer. Yep.
Well, we don't even know whether it's true or not, but you still won't look at it.
We know it is, mate. But Boo couldn't have done that. Will they put out another apology tape like they did?
You can't blame the dog.
Remember, have we got that apology tape?
they had to apologise to Barnaby.
Australia is a wonderful island, with a treasure trove of unique plants, animals, and people.
And we crap all over them whenever we're angry.
Australia is free of many pests and diseases that are commonplace around the world. That is why Australia has to have such strong biosecurity laws. Mm.
You know what needs strong biosecurity laws? Her bed. Her bed. If you want to go to sleep at the depths, you've got to dress like Homer Simpson at the start of when he's in his hazmat suit.
Is that unique, both warm and direct. When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you firmly.
I'm truly sorry, isn't it?
Anyway, is that it for us, Benny? Are we racking off out of here?
Time to go on that note.
Another podcast done with Triple M's Rush Hour, and we think we got it right. For the tools you need to get the job done right the first time, Irwin Tools, available at Bunnings Warehouse.